In Tune. Weekdays, 4:30 to 6:30 on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. It's 1 o'clock, time now for the news read by David Cornett.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg, has announced plans for parents and grandparents to use their pensions to help younger family members get onto the property ladder. Under the scheme, pensions will be used to guarantee loans for house deposits. The Liberal Democrat leader, who's facing poor opinion poll ratings, is trying to rally his party at their annual conference in Brighton. The Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander, says that increasing the number of tax inspectors checking the accounts of the most wealthy has already brought in an extra £44 million. Dozens of inspectors are being hired to bolster the Affluence Unit, which will now investigate the affairs of people with assets worth more than £1 million, if they believe there might be a case. Previously, the unit has looked only at those worth at least £2.5 million. The Libyan authorities have ordered illegal armed groups and militias to disband. One group, accused of killing the US ambassador to Libya in Benghazi, has been driven out by residents. Concern inside and outside Libya has been growing because of the continuing power of the many militias that emerged in last year's revolution, which toppled Colonel Gaddafi. An investigation is to be held into a mid-air collision between two skydivers, in which one man was killed. The other man was seriously injured. The accident happened near Peterborough yesterday afternoon. Church services are being held in Manchester to remember PC Nicola Hughes and PC Fiona Bone, who were killed in a gun and grenade attack in the city last week. During a service this morning in Hattersley, the Bishop of Shrewsbury spoke of the shock and horror of Tuesday's events. There'll also be a service of reflection this afternoon in Mottram, near to where the officers were attacked. And the weather, a wet and windy day, spreading up the country from the south, reaching into much of Wales, central England and East Anglia by this afternoon. The rain will be very heavy in places and there's a chance of gale force winds in the south. But it will be drier with some sunshine in the north. BBC News and Weather at 1:02.
And it was read by David Cornett. Time now on Radio 3 for the Early Music Show.
Hello, I'm Lucy Skeeping, and it's a particularly good one today for any Telemann nuts out there. We're hearing highlights from a concert given at St John Smith Square, part of the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. The performers are Ensemble Meridiana, a five-piece group who represent four different countries between them: England, Germany, Sweden, Norway and Switzerland, where they all met while studying at the famous Schola Cantorum in Basel. And for this reason alone, Telemann suits them perfectly, for here is a composer whose music represents a true mix of international styles. Our first piece dates from around 1730. It's one of Telemann's so-called quartets, but in fact there are three solo instruments here, the recorder, oboe and violin, plus a continuo. And the result is a sort of hybrid between a sonata and a concerto. There's some lovely dance-like melodies from the recorder and oboe in the first movement, while the violin does its own virtuoso thing around them. The second features the sort of dotted rhythms associated with the French style. And for the final movement, well, there's all the sharp colour and cheek, as Matheson put it, of the Italian style. Ensemble Meridiana with Telemann's Quartet Concerto in G. Ensemble Meridiana, with Quartet Concerto in G Major for recorder, oboe, violin and continuo by Telemann. One of the highlights from their concert at St John Smith Square. Considering the hardships of travelling back in Telemann's time, in the first half of the 1700s, and of course the lack of communication available in those days, it is amazing that so many cultural exchanges took place at all. And yet there were lots of ways that composers could absorb the different musical styles of other countries. When a nobleman took a trip to some far-flung land, he might bring back news of the latest fashions in the arts, or some sheet music even, which could then be played by the court musicians. And players and composers themselves, full of curiosity about the exotic styles of other countries, often went abroad to study with some of the great masters, or at least pored over their manuscripts at home, discussing their merits or otherwise with their colleagues. Certainly a man like Telemann, the central figure in Hamburg's musical scene, was familiar with other national styles, particularly Italian music pioneered by the great Corelli in Rome, and French as personified by Louis XIV's powerful court composer Lully. He may only have left his native Germany on one single occasion, but as a true populist and with a keen eye on his market, Telemann made it his business to capture the taste of the times by mixing musical elements from both those lands with those of his native Germany. "The best taste in music," wrote the great flautist and composer Johann Kvantz, "comes from different nations, and one could very well call it a German taste."
Thank you.
four of the members of Ensemble Meridiana with a trio in G minor for oboe, violin, gamba and harpsichord by Georg Philipp Telemann, a track from their debut CD. Well, with such a combination of instruments, Ensemble Meridiana, who we're hearing all through today's programme, are able to cover a wealth of Baroque repertoire in different combinations. And maybe it's this versatility that's contributed to their success in such a short time. They've already won three major early music awards, including the International Telemann competition. And in the last few years, their feet have hardly touched the ground. So an exciting and vibrant young troupe. And that's a mood that's certainly captured in our next music. It's a suite of dances by the French composer Jean-Ferry Rebel, who's more or less a contemporary of Telemann, give or take 15 years. In Telemann's Germany, where the Italian style was considered to be expressive, sometimes even a little bizarre, French music, on the other hand, was felt to sound clear, clean and restrained. Of course, these definitions were from men who hadn't lived through the Romantic era, and so perhaps our modern ears may not always agree. Certainly to me, the suite we're going to hear, Rebel's Les Caractères de la Danse, seems to be full of colour and originality. It's from a ballet pantomime written for the court of Louis XV. French music of this period was very much based on dance forms, and one might be hard-pressed to think of a single one that's not included here. There's a courante, a minuet, a bourrée, a chaconne, a sarabande, a gigue, a rigodon, a passepied, a gavotte and a musette, certainly enough to keep any nimble French courtier on his toes. Les Caractères de la Danse, a suite of short dances written for the French court by Jean Ferrier Rebel and played there by Ensemble Meridiana. We'll have another work by one of Telemann's contemporaries soon, but first from the man himself, another trio sonata. As we heard, Telemann may not have travelled more than once away from his homeland, but his years spent in various German courts introduced him to a wide variety of national styles, which he could incorporate into his own compositions. The court orchestra at Eisenach, where he worked for some years, was fashioned in the French style, and as Kapellmeister in Zorro in what's now Western Poland. He had the opportunity to study the music of Lully and Kompra. As an imitator of the French, declared Telemann's great friend, the musician Johann Scheiber, he has surpassed those foreigners in their own national music. Trio in B minor by Telemann, performed by Ensemble Meridiana, a track from their CD. Now, if I were presenting this programme even a year ago, I would have introduced our next piece as by Telemann as well. It's another trio sonata, and I would have pointed out how its fourth movement in particular is a wonderful example of how Telemann interwove Polish folk tunes into his compositions. After all, it's long been known that while he was working at one of the Polish courts, Telemann spent time in the countryside picking up traditional melodies in the rural taverns. However, it's very recently been discovered that this trio isn't by him after all, and it's now being correctly credited to the organist Pierre Provost. Some 16 years Telemann's junior, Provost lived and worked in Altona, which was then a separate city on the outskirts of Hamburg. And so he was very much part of Telemann's sphere of influence. Like Telemann, Provo was particularly interested in chamber music. And in this piece, he shows himself to have been an original and spirited composer with something of the flair of his mentor. Provo's trio in D minor for recorder, violin and continuo. Ensemble Meridiana with trio in D minor for recorder, violin and continuo, originally attributed to Telemann, but now known to have been written by another musician working in the Hamburg area during the first half of the 1700s, Pierre Prouvot. Well, from Frankfurt to Dresden and to Hamburg, right up until his death in 1767, Telemann refined his own very special mix of national styles. He integrated into his compositions the very best of German, French, Italian and Polish idioms, often several of them all at once. He churned out a huge quantity of instrumental pieces, music to celebrate to dine to sit down and listen to, and of course, to simply enjoy playing. We're going to end today with another of his quartet concertos, a genre which he was amongst the first of his countrymen to fully explore. And here we find elements of the Italian style reminiscent of Vivaldi. Even the singable melodies of the opera make an appearance. And alongside the oboe and the violin, which was so typical of the Italian sound, here we also find a recorder, an instrument that Telemann tells us he played as a child and which, in the first years of the 18th century, was still widely played in Northern Europe. So here for our final piece today is Ensemble Meridiana with Telemann's Trio Concerto in A minor.
Telemann's Concerto in A Minor, played by Ensemble Meridiana. And it ends today's Early Music Show. It was presented by Lucy Skeeping. In next Saturday's Early Music Show, Catherine Bott looks at the rise and fall of the one-time patron of Handel, James Bridges. That's next Saturday here on BBC Radio 3 at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news. Well, later on this afternoon, matters become choral with Choral Evensong at 4. And after it at 5, the choir with Alan Jones.
In the choir today on BBC Radio 3, I'm going to be joined by the Swiss composer Karl Rutti to chat about his choral work, Songs of Love, for the rather unusual combination of choir and solo cello, which we'll hear performed by the BBC Symphony Chorus. This large-scale choral work was performed back in June at a Maida Vale studio concert, which also included works by the Estonian composer Veljo Tormis, which we'll also be hearing in the programme. So do join me, Alla Jones, and my guests as we journey this road of wonderful choral music, only here in the choir this afternoon at 5 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Just gone 2 o'clock, another Sunday concert, a special event recorded on Thursday evening and introduced by Catherine Bott.
Welcome to Wigmore Hall in London for a leader recital in which one great English singer honours the art of another. Mezzo-soprano Alice Coote with pianist Graham Johnson will be performing songs by Schubert, Schumann, Brahms and Mahler in tribute to Kathleen Ferrier, who was born 100 years ago and died untimely in 1953. I asked Alice Coote how she'd put this recital programme together.
For me, there was absolutely no choice of this programme. The kernel of it really is drawn from the most famous recital she gave, which was the Bruno Walter Edinburgh Festival recital. And I had a little cassette tape, which I wore out until it tore, on my little mono cassette player of that recital. And a great deal, in fact, nearly all of the repertoire is taken from that I used to play endlessly in my bedroom when I was about 15 or 16. Graham and I just came to the conclusion that we couldn't mimic or capture the spirit of Kathleen, but what we could do was just present some of the core repertoire, which is obviously Schubert, which is obviously Schumann, which is obviously Brahms and Mahler, and then just let people's memories of that incredible presence and voice do the rest.
Alice Coote and Graham Johnson begin their programme with five songs by Franz Schubert, his hymn An die Musik, to music, whose sweet art kindles the heart. The lament of a broken heart, Du liebst mich nicht, a song with specially sad pertinence to Kathleen Ferrier, Der Tod und das Mädchen, Death and the Maiden, in which death comes as a friend, reassuring the frightened girl. And the rapture of Die junge Nonne, the young nun who has exchanged a stormy world for the peace of the convent. First of all, though, we'll hear his astonishing teenage masterpiece, Gretchen am Spinnrade, in which the motion of Gretchen's spinning wheel is governed by her consuming passion for a man she's only just met. Now, to begin their Ferrier Centenary Celebration concert with five songs by Schubert, we welcome Alice Coote and Graham Johnson.